It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Hey, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Natchez, Kansas, where we're getting set for women's college basketball this evening as the Ravens play host to College of the Ozarks. Hello again, everybody. Joseph, our producer, engineer, he's back at the KRADIO Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here, courtside. It is great to have you along. The Benedictine Lady Ravens coming into the ballgame tonight with a sparkling 5-1 record, receiving votes in the national polls. College of the Ozarks coming in today at 4-4. And they bring size and skill and talent to the floor. They are a very, very good team. We hear the Raven Regiment in the background. The Benedictine Pep Band is here in mass this evening. And fans continue to make their way in. So if you're out and about, want to have a little fun here this Saturday night, come on up to the Nolan for women's college basketball. With that said, both teams are out of the court, going through some final warm-up drills. And allow me to share the starters with you. First of all, for the Lady Bobcats out of College of the Ozarks under head coach Becky Mullis. They're going to be starting Kyra Hardesty. Kyra is a 5'5" senior from Washington, Missouri. Out of Theodosia, Missouri, a 6-foot senior forward, Annie Noah. It'll be Michelle Gabini. Gabini is a 5'10" senior from Bolivar. Out of Stratford, Missouri, is going to be Kaylee Frank, a 5'7" junior. And rounding it out, a 5'11" freshman, Blythe Branfield. She is out of Paragould, Arkansas. We'll be back and bring you the Lady Raven starters, a little insight, and a tip-off for this ladies' college basketball game when we return right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Christy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Today's new hit country, Hot Country 93.7 FM.
Difficult times remind me to take stock of what's most important. And as a farmer's agent, I'm here for you and your family when those moments arise. I can explain your insurance options so that you can select coverages that fit your needs, because I take pride in being able to help you protect the things that matter most. Call Sandra Trumpeter at 913-367-3232 to learn more.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck, and Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back once again to the Nolan Public Address announcer, sharing the starters. We've given you the starters for College of the Ozarks. How about now the starters for the Benedictine Lady Ravens? They are 5-1 coming in tonight. Under longtime head coach Chad Bolson, his assistant Andy Connolly, and Benedictine is going to be starting this evening. Allie Kramer, the 5'7" sophomore from Seneca, Kansas. Out of Meriden, Kansas, 5'6" junior, Aaliyah Rain. Natalie Samarin is a 6'2" senior from Maple Plain at Minnesota. Out of Gardner, Kansas, at 5'10", it's senior, Skylar Washington. Rounding out the starting five, the 6'1", Hera, Oklahoma native, senior, Allie Brzezowski. So again, for College of Ozark, it will be Hardesty, Noah, Gabini, Frank, and Benefield. For Benedictine, it'll be Kramer, Reigns, Smarin, Washington, and Brzezowski. Ozarks in their traveling maroon with white. Very much like the uniform by their next-door neighbor, Evangel. For Benedictine, it is the home white with black and red. By the way, just keeping an eye on things, how they are going for the Benedictine men as they are in Peru tonight. They're going to be on their way home probably before too long. Late in that ball game, the Benedictine Ravens lead the Mustangs 70-57. So we see with a double-digit lead late in the second half in that game. We'll be, as I said, keeping tabs on that one as the day goes along here. And we get back to our page for information about this game. It'll be Skylar Washington coming into the center circle to jump this on for Benedictine. And Anna Noah. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Benedictine. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and Allie Kramer will bring it into the forecourt. We are underway. Over to the right side. Driving underneath. Little reverse layup is up, and it won't go in. And Aaliyah Range took that thing all the way to the baseline, drove across below the rim, couldn't get the shot to fall. It'll come back again to College of the Ozarks. First time that Ozarks has had their hand on the basketball today. They'll swing it over to the left side. Lady Bobcats with the ball, come way out on top. Feed it onto the right block, looking into the middle. Great defense by Samarin. Nowhere to go. Is there no traveling call here? None. Shot goes up and misses. And now on the battle for the rebound, Brzezowski clears it away. Lots of pushing and shoving going on here. Right out of the gate today. Driving in is going to be Kramer. Into the lane. Shot up the window, and no. Benedictine has missed 2 3-foot shots already in the first 47 seconds of the ball game. However, a foul called here is going to put Allie Kramer at the free throw line for the Lady Ravens. It'll be foul number one for Kyra Hardesty. First foul of the opening quarter for Ozarks. Ravens at the free throw line. First shot is up. It's good, and Benedictine has broken out on top, 1-0. Taking her time. Hallie Kramer will line up the second one out of Nemaha Central. She'll hit them both, and Benedictine is in front, 2-0, right out of the gate. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Back up court with the basketball. Here comes Ozarks. They'll take it to the top of the key. Over to the left elbow now. Up above the left block. Kick it off on top. Long three. Airborne. Hardesty up and no good. Rebound to Ganana. It's going to be Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer bringing the ball up with right hand dribble. Now directs a little traffic. She's got a wrap around her right wrist. Carries it out on top. Around to the left side is going to go Reigns. Aliyah takes it all the way into the corner to Skyler Washington. Washington will drive into the lane. Out on top, Brzezowski, the three from the straightaway. Top of the key is up and no good. Murray better go back down. It's going to be Ozarks. Up with the basketball is Blythe Benefield. Over to the right, here's Hardesty, her second three of the game, and that one is going to go in. Ozarks in front of Benedictine, 3-2 at 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. BC back up the floor. Ozarks staying in a little player zone. Round to the left side. 8:10 to go in the first. Kramer back out on top. Washington over right side. Reigns looks in the middle. She wants to get it to Brzezowski as a cutter, but can't. Ravens crossing underneath. Shot clock at 6. Skyler out on top. 17-footer is up for Natalie. In and out. Nope. And another rebound down by Ozarks. This one is going to be cleared away by Annie Noah. Here come the Bobcats. Benefield dumps it to the right side. The shot up. Nope. And a rebound. Smearing with another. Back up comes Kramer. Benedictine trying to get the ball in game at 3-2. 7.5 to go in the first. That's a long three. Skyler, new. Rebound. Brzezowski follows. No, but she gets fouled. And early in the game, the Benedictine shooting numbers are abysmal. But the foul is going to be called on Annie Noah. It'll be her first team foul, 2 of the opening quarter by Ozarks. We're at 7:29 to play in the first. Benedictine looking to try to come up from behind here in this one. The shot for Brzezowski, and the game is tied. Benedictine does not have a point in this game that has not come from the free throw line so far. We're 2.5 minutes in. One more shot coming up here for Allie, who will take her time. One of the many seniors on this line up. She'll get them both. Lady Ravens back in front. It is 4-3 Benedictine. Ravens are going to put a little full court pressure on now, but Ozarks is going to break it. Take it down the right side. It'll be handled over there by Gabini. Back out on top it comes. That's going to be Hardesty. First to the left side. First will get it in the hands of Benefield. Looks inside. Samarin way out on top, playing a long range defense. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's off the rim 2 times. No good. A collision. Players all over the floor. No fouls called yet. Here comes BC. That run down the left side to Reigns. Looks to dump it into the corner. Can't. Comes down on instead. Back it goes to Reigns. Down the left side of the lane. Her driving layup misses again. And she's 0-2 in this game in the early going. It's a tie game, or rather, excuse me, it's a Benedictine lead at 4-3. Here's another three. Good by Hardesty. She's 2 of 3 three-point shooting. And it is 6-4. Bobcats with the lead. 6.5 to go in the first. Out on top, Brzezowski. Back over the right side to Skyler. I don't think she's taken a shot yet. Reigns, a 17-footer. That one won't go, and she's now 0-3, starting off cold in this game. Back down the floor with an Ozarks left side. It's going to be Gabini. Here's a shot. It's a rainbow three. Up and missing. And the rebound. Haul down Skyler Washington. She'll bring it up the court herself. Bring it to the top of the key. Accelerating down the right side of the lane. Goes in. Goes up. Is she going to get the roll? Will they count it? It went in. Waving off the shot. The foul is going to be on Blythe Benefield. For Benefield, it'll be foul number one. Ravens are going to be putting it in play down to the baseline. Natalie Samarin is going to come out of the ballgame for BC, and Twyla Karaskill will check in. Twyla, a 5'10" junior from Verona, Missouri. Here's a three. Reigns air ball wide to the right side, and she's 0 for 4 at the start of the game. And now we're going to have a foul on the look at the rebound, and that's going to be whistled on Allie Kramer. So Allie will have her first foul, and Benedictine will have its first foul. Here comes C of O, 5:55 to play in the first. Coming into the ballgame for Ozarks. There's a new player we're going to pick her up in a minute as the baseline turnaround shot is up. No good. Brzezowski with the rebound and Benedictine up the floor. Kramer will take it down. She'll direct the traffic, looks for the screen, drives in, changes hands, puts a shot up, missed it, bodies all over, and still not fouls called. Back up the floor with it. Here comes Hardesty. She's been the offense on this team. She'll dump it over the left side to Keely Frank. Out on top, top of the key, along Deuce is up and missing. Rebound Brzezowski. She is blown to the floor. And this foul is going to be on Keely Frank. Four team fouls now for Ozarks, one each on four different players. And Benedictine is going to bring Reigns out of the ballgame. And checking in for Benedictine is going to be Atchison native Heather Runabaugh, the 5 foot, 7 inch senior. Heather out of MHMA here in Atchison. The officials open the scorer's table, making sure we've got all of the penalties properly accounted for. By the way, the new player in the ballgame for Ozarks is going to be Jordan Wurzinger. Wurzinger is a 5'8" senior out of Springfield, Missouri. 5:22 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 6-4 lead for College of the Ozarks. Benedictine coming into the game at 5-1. Mid-America 1-0 in the conference as they defeated Baker. That is the only conference game that's been played. Raven's shot from the outside is up, no good. Rebound, follow up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Twyla. She goes up. There's going to be a jump ball called possession. Ozark. Lady Raven starting up not exactly red hot. Now the official is going to stop play for a minute. Looking at the box score so far, Reigns is 0 for 4. Brzezowski's 0 for 2. Kramer, Smarin, Washington are all 0 for 1. Again, Benedictine has no points from the floor. Only 4 points, 4 free throws. Inside, 5 to go. First quarter. The feed will come to the right block. Backing in. Shot up, no. And a foul is going to be called on Brzezowski. Allie will have committed her first personal foul this evening. So Benedictine from the floor is 0 for 9, 0 for 3 three-point shooting, but already with 9 rebounds in the game. And this is team foul 2. The free throw here is up and good for Annie Noah. Annie Noah playing the 5 here, the 6 foot senior. She will hit both of her free throws, and Lady Ravens find themselves trailing now 8 to 4. Down by 4 with 4:45 to go, opening quarter. BC with it up top side. Here's going to be Runabaugh. Kicks it over to the right block. Back and in. Brzezowski splits two defenders. Puts a shot up off the window and scores it. Ravens are on the board from the floor. Allie Brzezowski with 2. And it is 8-6. The lob over to the right side. Way out above the edge. Going to come back out on top. The lob to the baseline left. Looking in the middle, there's nothing there. The shot from the top, it's a 3-inch short. Rebound, Runabaugh off the floor. Here comes Benedictine. Heather goes all the way down to the corner, baseline left. Out on top, Brzezowski. She'll launch the 3. No. Long rebound, tipped out. Brzezowski's going to get the board between the circles up top side. Kicks it over to Skyler. Dishes across the left side. And as the feet goes in the middle, they're going to say, Runabaugh had a little bucket step, stood on the baseline, and it is going to go back to Ozarks. Allie Raines coming back into the ballgame for Benedictine, and also checking in for the Lady Ravens is going to be Kennedy Nicholson, a 5'6 freshman from Goddard, Kansas. Here comes Ozarks, and up the floor, Kyra Hardesty. She'll have it up top side, works around underneath, reverse layup is up and in, Annie Noah. It's now 10-6, Ozarks. BC down the floor. That's going to be Nicholson with the ball. Little hook pass off the floor. Underneath, no room. Back out on top it comes. Twyla goes in. Head fakes. Bunny hops. Don't travel. Missed shot. Rebounding it back down is going to be Nicholson. She'll bring it out on top of the little left-hand dribble. Spins it over to the left side. Now comes in to Allie. Use that free hand to clear out like a bulldozer. Her shot hits the side of the backboard. It is no good. And rebounding it back down is going to be Ozark. Up the floor is Cabini. Cabini looks into the middle, keeps the dribble alive, starts out toward the top. Now one-hand push pass, top side to Benefield. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Ravens trailing by four. Here's an 18-footer. It's going to be up and good. Jordan Wersinger. Ravens down 12-6 as we're inside three to go in the first quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball in the NAIA. Out on top is going to be Brzezowski. Goes into the lane. Karaskio shot rejected out of bounds. Ozarks is going to go to the bench, bringing starter Kaylee Frank back into the game. Checking in for Benedict, and is going to be another freshman now. Madeline Melton. She's 5'11" out of Lewisburg, Kansas. Looking to put the ball in play, it's going to be Nicholson. Comes way out on top, Reigns. Reigns back over to the right side. Nicholson with it. Kicks in the corner to Reigns. Drives baseline. Bounce pass in the middle. Left-hand jump shot. It's up. It's good. For Benedict and Madeline Melton for two. 12-8. 2:20 to go in the first. Ozarks with a basketball and a two-point lead. A little bit of a head fake on top. Now lots of contact to the free throw line, and that's going to be the offensive foul that Coach Folsom is on his feet lobbying for. They're going to call that foul on Wersinger. It'll be her first, and that is team foul five. So for the last 2:15 of the opening quarter, Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. Up floor with it, Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson between the circles to Reigns. She'll start right, and now we're going to have an offensive foul on the other end of the floor, and it's going to be whistled on Madeline Melton. So Melton will have her first and Benedictine's third first quarter foul. We go inside, 2 minutes of play in the first. Down court with it is going to be Hardesty. She'll feed all the way to the baseline from behind the rim. The shot goes up. Nope, rebounding it down. Runabomb. She is crashed into, knocked to the floor. And we're going to have a foul called on Kaylee Frank. That is A, her second, and B, putting Benedictine at the free throw line. Here comes Runabomb. So at the free throw line for Benedictine comes Heather Runabomb. Taking her time, eyeing it up. The shot, perfect. Heather Runabomb has her first point of the game. Benedictine closes the gap to one possession now at 12-9 with a minute 48 left in the first. Second free throw, got them both. It is now 12-10 Ozarks. BC continue to be perfect at the free throw line. They are 6 of 6. So 6 of Benedictine's 10 opening quarter points have come at the free throw line. Back down the floor, lob pass to the right, stolen by Runabomb. She stepped into the passing lane, picked it out of the sky in front of Annie Noah. Now brings it up the floor herself, BC back on offense. Over to the right side with it. For the Lady Ravens, it's going to be Nicholson. Out on top the range. Back to Nicholson, deep in the left corner with a minute 20 to go in the first. Runabomb has it, Drexel, traffic from the left wing, gets a screen. Give and go back to the left side, on the floor one time, head fake, shot up, won't roll over the front lip of the rim, and Noah will rebound it down. Ozarks back up the floor with the ball. Coming up court is batted away, and Ravens are going to save it. They'll get it away down the right side on the court. Shot is up, missed. Rebound, Runabomb follows up, missed, and got fouled. Heather Runabomb coming to the free throw line, and it will be foul number two by Blythe Benefield. So for Ozarks, an early dilemma as they have both Blythe Benefield and Kaylee Frank with two fouls apiece. And Benedictine is going to bring Twyla out of the ball game, and back in will come Samarin. Two free throws, Runabomb. First one, hits it. Heather's third point of the game, and she can tie it with this shot. We are 1 minute to play, first quarter. Second one, got them both. We are deadlocked, and Benedictine is on a 6-0 run now. Full court pressure by the Lady Ravens. Up floor with the basketball and into the forecourt. Down the left side is going to be Gabini. Comes back off on top. The three is up and good. Long shot from the outside for Jordan Wersinger. Her fifth point, 15-12. Bobcats in front. Half a minute to go in the first. Ravens with it out on top. It's going to be Nicholson. Over to the left side. Run a bomb. Drives away from the screen. Goes to Samarin. She's double-teamed to the baseline. Puts a shot up anyway and gets a shooter's roll. Natalie Samarin's first point of the game. 12 seconds left. Opening quarter. Ravens down one. The feed over to the baseline right. All alone. Shot underneath. It's going to be blocked by Samarin and lost out of bounds. Ozarks is going to have a chance with just 2 seconds left. Or excuse me, 6.2 seconds left in the opening quarter. It'll be put in play by Michelle Gabini. To bring into the free throw line the uncontested 15-footer, undefended and good. And that will take us to the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the court after one in Atchison, Kansas. College of Ozarks, 17, Benedictine, 14.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Fenwick. Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. It is a 17-14 lead. College of Ozarks out in front of Benedictine. Lady Ravens in the opening quarter. 3 of 18 shooting the ball. That is 16% from the floor. 0 of 4 from three-point range. That is 0%, but the saving grace is that Benedictine was 8 of 8 at the free throw line. And Benedictine also did a great job rebounding the ball, 15 rebounds in the first half. For Ozarks, how about this? Not shooting well, 6 of 16 and 3 of 6, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. They already have 10 rebounds, and they are led by Hardesty with 6, Wersinger with 7, and Noah with 4. So there you have the scoring right now. Looking to see who comes back out to begin the second half. For Benedictine, it'll be Allie Kramer putting Allie Brzezowski bringing it in to Allie Kramer. The lob underneath, Brzezowski, it's up and in. Skylar Washington with the assist. Brzezowski has 6. 17-16, Ravens within one, just moments into the second quarter. Ozarks will jump it over to the left side of the lane, and coming in a little bit late, Natalie Samarin is going to pick up her first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one of the second quarter. Again, Ozarks into the game 4-4 on the season. Benedictine enters here tonight at 5-1. Here's a feed inbound. We'll come to the free throw line. Back off on top, it's going to go. Benefield. Feeds into the right side of the lane. Back and in is Noah. Turn, shoots from 12. Nope. Rebound, batted away, and going to go out of bounds to the Lady Ravens. Brzezowski will bring it in. Kramer will bring it up. 9:20 to go in the first half. Nice crowd on hand here this evening. It is a single game here tonight. I'll check on the Benedictine men late in the ball game in Peru. They were well in front. We'll get the update on that. The feed's going to go underneath. Samarin comes back out on top. Three-point shot. Allie Kramer going to hit the back of the rim with a long rebound. Pulled out Brzezowski. Goes in with the left hand. Is off the back glass. In and good. Plus one for Allie Brzezowski, the senior from Hera, Oklahoma. The foul is on Ozarks, and it'll be personal foul number two for Annie Noah. First foul of the second quarter by the Lady Bobcats. Allie Brzezowski coming out strong here in the second quarter. Had 4 points at the end of one. Has already 4 points. We're less than a minute here into the second quarter. So she's at eight and looking for number nine here at the line. Brzezowski will step up there. Right-handed shooter. Takes her time. Launches it. And it will not roll in. Rebound rolled down by Ozarks. Benedictine now in front. 18-17. The feed to the right block. The left-handed shot of the lane is up and no good. Brzezowski coming out with the rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Now that Kramer all the way down the floor will accelerate to the baseline. A little between the feet dribble. Pass into the middle. Taken down by Samarin. Falling away. Her shot is up and good. Plus one. Natalie Samarin. She's already got a kind of a bandage on the nose because she's been hit and banged around already tonight. Count the bucket for her. Plus a free throw, and the foul is going to be the first on Michelle Gabini. The shot, yeah. BC has been absolutely outstanding at the free throw line this evening. Benedictine in front now, 21-17. Lady Ravens on a 7-0 run. 8:20 to go in the opening half. Here's kind of a falling away three-point shot. Well off balance and well off the mark. Rebounding is going to be Allie Kramer. She'll raise it up the court, go over on the left side. Reigns cuts into the lane, falling away. Shot up off the glass and good. Way high on the win of the first points tonight for Aaliyah Reigns. And as Benedictine now finds themselves up a half a dozen. Ozark struggling a little bit. 8 minutes to go in the first half. The dish will go over to the left side. Gabini, cross court, into the corner. Looking for her third three, but won't get it. It's Hardesty. And the long rebound hauled in by Kramer. Benedictine back on offense, and Allie Kramer will slow down the dribble, allow the other nine players to precede her into the forecourt, dumps it over the left side to Skyler, back out on top, looking into the middle, Aaliyah, Reigns will get it to Samarin, who slips and falls, and now they'll call her for a double dribble. She just, the feet just kind of shot out from beneath her, and she went to the floor. She's okay. I was afraid maybe she'd stumbled or twisted an ankle or something, but she seems just fine. Up court with will come Lady Bobcats. 7.5 to go in the half. Benedictine with a 6-point lead. Ozarks for the basketball. Here's a launch three. Nope. Rebound Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens come out on top. Reigns back again. No room. Out on top to Skyler. Washington with the basketball. Get past underneath. The reverse layup off the bounce pass is good for Kramer. The assist to Washington. Kramer with two. We got a timeout, College of Ozarks. It occurs here at 7:02 to go in the opening half. For the score, it's Benedictine 25 and College of Ozarks 17.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
It's good to have you back with us here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens in front of the ballgame after having trailed for the majority of the opening quarter. At the end of the quarter, they were down by three, but second quarter has been all Benedictine. In fact, it's been so all Benedictine that Ozarks has not scored yet in the second quarter. Lady Ravens leading it here by eight. Ozarks over the basketball. They'll swing it over to the left side. Driving into the lane. The shot is up. It rolls around. It comes out no good. Rebounding it down, Brzezowski. Here comes Allie Kramer. She weaves her way down the floor. Stops on the left side of the lane. Pulls up. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound. Scrum form. It'll be cleared away by the Bobcats. Up with it is going to be Benefield. She'll lob it over to the right side to Wurzinger. She'll cut loose for three and hit it. Jordan Werziger, a double-digit score already. Now with 10, makes it 25-20, Benedictine at 6:15 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens from the free throw line, the feed to Brzezowski. She'll drive around to the left side, left-hand layup is going to be up and no good. She'll end up on the floor, no foul called. Up court with it will come Ozarks. Quickly down the right side. The shot from the top, no. Rebound, another for Brzezowski. Benedictine will take it the other way. Into the lane, Reigns, over to the right side. Skyler, it's three, no. And a rebound finds Brzezowski over the back. Allie Brzezowski, personal foul number two. Benedictine, team foul two of the second quarter. Multiple substitutions for each club. Checking into the Benedictine lineup is going to be Heather Runnebaum and Kennedy Nicholson. Coming in for the Bobcats, we're going to see for the first time tonight, that is Stevie Jones. She is a 5'8 sophomore from Garrison, Missouri. And here comes Ozarks up the court. Tremendous defense for the Ravens and the freshman, Kennedy Nicholson, who forces a turnover, and up court with it will come Benedictine. Nicholson, topside. She's out of Goddard, Kansas. Over to the left, looking in, no room. Back out on top, Nicholson. Runnebaum will have it on the right. Benedictine very patient with this one. And now, as I say that, it's a three shot and hit by Skylar Washington. First point tonight for Skylar. It's a 28-20 BC lead. 5:15 to go, first half. Pass in the middle, knocked away by Samarin. Skylar was so focused on her defense, she never saw the ball roll right by her. It'll be saved by the Lady Bobcats. The shot from the top of the key for the long two is wide to the left side, and rebounding it down, Benedictine. Hope you're enjoying women's college basketball tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Benedictine on offense. The shot by Twyla won't go, and the missed effort rebounded back down by Annie Noah. And here comes College of Ozarks. At a point, look out, Missouri. The pass in the middle is going to get away. Come back to Benedictine. College of Ozarks used to be the annual home of the NAIA Division II National Basketball Tournament. And then they had a bit of a tiff that went away, and now there is no Division II, so it's kind of a moot point at this juncture. But they are now no longer a member of the NAIA. So they do still field athletic teams under a different banner. Here's a long shot from the top. It won't go down for Skylar, and the rebound to Ozarks. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens leading it by eight. Ozarks pass to the right side. Batted away by Samarin. No luck for the loose ball. It's going to be saved by Noah. She will shoot and miss. And the rebound saved down by Skylar to Runnebaum. Heather, one on two. Coast to coast. The driving shot wouldn't drop. And a rebound is going to get away, go out of bounds, and it will belong to Bobcats. 3:44 to go in the half. Out of the lineup, Skylar Washington. Ravens are going to bring Aaliyah Reigns back in. So you've got Karis Keough and Reigns and Samarin out there with Runnebaum and Nicholson. That's your Benedictine five. Easily into the forecourt is Kyra Hardesty for Ozark. She'll dish it right side. We're going to the 28-foot mark area. Comes off on top, and we're going to have a turnover. Mishandling the ball is Ozarks, and BC will be back up the floor with 3.5 to go in the half. Benedictine Lady Raven basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Glad to have you with us. Here's the lob underneath. It's going to be saved by Samarin. The shot on top. Nicholson's three is too soft, and rebounding it down with elbows flying is going to be Annie Noah. That 6 foot senior for Ozark. She'll go to the right side. Here's a set three. Nope. And Nicholson with a long rebound, and she'll bring it up the floor herself as we go inside. 3 to go in the half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading at 28-20. The feed underneath, the head fake. Twyla misses the shot. Rebound is going to roll around on the floor, and Benedictine missing a golden opportunity. Had she just gone straight up with a shot, it was going to be an easy two, but she, I think, believed there was a defender way closer than one actually was. Tried to head fake them, ended up faking herself. And here comes Ozarks, 2.5 to play in the half. Batted away, stolen by Samarin. Ravens up court with it. Kennedy Nicholson working the point guard spot. Here's Reigns to run a bomb. It's a launch for three. Hits the back of the rim and the long rebound. Saved by Twyler. Does it get away from her? It does. Twyler just not having the speed to get to the ball quickly enough over there. And Karis Keogh is going to come out. Runabom is going to come out. Benedictine will come back out on the floor with Madeline Melton. And back out there, you're going to see your Ravens starting guard, Allie Kramer. 2 minutes to go in the half. Benedictine leading at 28-20. We've been in a real scoring dearth here. 2 minutes since anybody's put anything on the board. Little pass to the baseline. It's going to be off the fingertips and out of the reach of Kaylee Frank. Here comes Benedictine. A lot of up and down. Not a lot of points happening here with a minute 45 to go in the half. Allie Kramer will share it out on top. Melton, the feed comes in the middle. Samarin from 13. Rebound underneath. Melton, left-handed shot, air ball. Rebound underneath. Noah. Back up with it will come Ozarks. Minute and a half to go in the half. Neither coach is going to go to the locker room very happy with their team's shooting numbers tonight. Here's a nice entry pass, and the shot misses. Rebound. Marin. Allie Kramer. Quickly down the floor. Dishes left side. Nicholson. Runner. Good! Kennedy Nicholson. Her first point of the game puts Benedictine up by 10. With 1 minute to play in the second quarter, Ozarks has 3 points in the quarter. And that's it. They had 17 at the end of the first. Here's a long three that misses. Bobcats still cannot score. Here's Benedictine with the basketball. Samarin backing in, goes to the left side of the lane, forces a shot up, bad decision, badly missed, and rebounding back down is Noah. Here comes Ozark, down the right side, Gabini, knocked away, and we'll have a foul call. The foul is going to be on Samarin, and Natalie will have her second foul. It'll be Benedictine team foul 3 in the second quarter. End of the game for the Bobcats. Returning to the floor is going to be Blythe Benefield. And Heather Runnebaum is back in for Benedictine. The ball comes in to drive into the lane. The little bunny hop and a shot up the window is going to rattle around and go in for Wurzinger. She's been the lone bright spot for this team. She's got 12 points. She's got all of her team's second quarter points. That's 5. And the shot clock is off. Benedictine will have the final shot here in the first half. Allie Kramer starts to the left. 10 seconds. Out on top to Skylar. Over to the right side to Heather. Into the lane it comes. Spinning. Underhand shot fails. Rebound. Pull back down. Ozarks. 2 seconds. 1 second. Half court shot. Off the backboard. No good. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half of tonight's women's college basketball game for you. With the intermission score, Benedictine 30, College of Ozarks 22.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is halftime. The Benedictine Lady Ravens are out in front, 30-22 over College of Ozarks. Good to have you back with us, everybody. I'm Matt Joseph of the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kalfter here. And very first thing, a hearty congratulations to head coach Ryan Moody, Coach Peer, and the Benedictine men as they come away with a very nice 76-65 win tonight up in Peru, Nebraska at the Classic. And if you're riding home tonight, right now, guys, and have it tuned in, motor home carefully, and congratulations on a good, good outing for your team here this evening. And here in the Nolan, South took it back in time for the end of this ball game, but at intermission, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, in spite of some, I don't know how to candy coat this, they, inside of some really poor shooting from the floor, Benedictine still enjoys a 30-22 halftime lead. For the Lady Bobcats, we'll just start with them. They're led by Jordan Wurzinger, who has come off the bench to get a dozen points. Kyra Hardesty has 6 on 2 3-pointers in the opening quarter and 4 for Annie Noah. Again, Ozarks, thank you. Ozarks scoring only 5 points in the second quarter. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, they have spread the wealth. 8 players have scored, paced by Allie Brzozowski with 8, 5 in the opening half for Natalie Samarin. It was Allie Kramer and Heather Runnebaum, each with 4, 3 in the first half for Skylar Washington on a long shot in it. Contributing 2 apiece were Kennedy Nicholson, Madeline Melton, and Aaliyah Raines. For Ozarks, it didn't shoot really well. 8 of 31, okay, and that's still over 25% from the floor. 4 of 14 from outside, 28% from three-point shooting. For Benedictine, it was not nearly that good. Ravens are 10 of 40 from the floor, 1 of 9, and that's an icy 11% three-point shooting. But again, they have shot extremely well at the free throw line where they are 9 of 10. Benedictine now has 29 rebounds, 9 offensive and 10 defensive in the first half of the game. Now the team with anybody in any real foul trouble for the Lady Ravens, Smarin and Brzozowski with a couple of fouls apiece, and for Ozarks, Noah, Frank, and Benefield, each with 2. Well, as we enjoy the tunes in the background from the Benedictine Pep Band, we'll take a little bit of a break and we'll return to bring you the second half of tonight's women's college basketball game live here in the Nolan. But right now, with the intermission score in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine 30, College of Ozarks 22. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, he's got another fantastic halftime for you.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion care. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine Women's Basketball as they play host to the College of the Ozarks. We'll be returning to the game in just a couple of moments. Coming up on Tuesday, the 23rd at 5:30, we've got BC Women's Basketball again as they play host to Columbia. Join us on Tuesday, November 23rd. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Grandview Men over Edward Waters, 77-71. It was Clark over Waldorf with a final score of Clark 68, Waldorf 64. William Penn topped Blair Cliff with a final score of William Penn 85, Blair Cliff 82. Graceland beat COE College with a final score of 77-76. And in the Central Baptist Benedictine game, we have the men's Ravens at 76, Central Baptist 65. In women's basketball scores from today around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, Central Methodist topped LSU Shreveport with a final score of Central Methodist 83, LSU 39. Missouri Baptist beat Baker with a final score of Missouri Baptist 66, Baker 63. It was Mount Mercy over Viterbo with a final score of Mount Mercy 59, Viterbo 51. Clark beat St. Francis out of Illinois with a final score of Clark 66, St. Francis, Illinois 53. Missouri Valley topped William Woods with a final of Missouri Valley 80, William Woods 63. College of the Ozarks right now is trailing Benedictine with a score of Benedictine Lady Ravens 30, College of the Ozarks 22. In college football action, in the KSU Baylor Bears game, and with 9 seconds left in the second quarter, it is 14 Baylor to K-State Wildcats 7. In the KU football game, it is KU trailing TCU in the fourth quarter with 6 seconds left. It is Jayhawks 28, TCU 31. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 36. Northeasterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Highs level off around 55. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 25. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. Decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Upper 40s Monday. Upper 50s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 47 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 47 out there. The wind is negligible out of the northeast at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity 55%, the dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.08 inches of mercury. Looking around the area, it's 47 degrees in Troy, 46 in Valley Falls, and Holton is checking in at 49. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of minutes.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All seven Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we're back with you in the Nolan. Good to have you along this evening as the Benedict and Lady Ravens and Lady Bobcats of College of Ozarks are getting set to go with the second half. Benedictine leading in this one 30-22. Welcome back, everybody. First of all, a huge congratulations and thank you to Joseph. Congratulations on another outstanding halftime and couldn't do it better. Thank you. Congratulations also to the Benedictine men's basketball team. A nice W tonight in Peru, Nebraska in the classic up there, winning 76-65. So nice game for the Ravens. And the Benedictine women, who have eight players in the scoring column, no one yet in double-figure scoring, lead here by eight at halftime. College of Ozarks is led on the season in scoring by Kaylee Frank. Okay, Kaylee averages 18.1 a game. Hasn't scored a point yet tonight. So the second leading scorer is Annie Noah, their strong post in the middle, averaging 15.6. She has 4 points. at the break. Alternate possession will award the basketball to College of Ozarks, and we are underway in the second half. Ozarks going from left to right. Here's a shot from the outside. It is up. It is no good, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back to Benedictine, so 14 seconds into the second half. Lady Ravens are going to bring the ball up the court on the first offensive possession. It'll be the original starting five out there for both teams. For Benedictine, Allie Kramer, Aaliyah Raines, Natalie Samarin, Scott of Washington, Allie Brzozowski. Here's Scott with a running shot from the middle of the lane. It's up and short. Rebounding back down is Ozarks, and up the floor with it they will come. Michelle Cabini will have the ball. She'll take it to the wing. Come out to the top of the key to Noah. Back over to the left side, Hardesty. She'll launch another long three and hit it. That is her third three of the game. 9 points now for Kyra Hardesty for Ozarks. It is 30-25 Benedictine, 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Turnaround shot, Samarin is up and good. Natalie with seven, 32-25 BC. And we're 9 minutes left in the third. In the traveling maroon uniforms with white lettering and trim is Ozarks. They are back on offense. They come out on top, feed it to the free throw line, back it in. Little hook with the elbow, and the shot goes up and will miss, but the rebound is going to be lost out of play off Brzozowski. Nine on the shot clock for Ozarks, and they'll have it in at their offensive end. Kyra Hardesty will be putting it in play. Hardesty, not real big, I bet. They list her at 5'5". She's not. She's out of Washmo. Back to the right side. Shot clock at 6. Shot clock at 3. Dish in the corner. Shot clock at 2. The baseline shot's an air ball, and the Ravens are going to be forced to put it in play. The missed shot was rebounded down by Elia Raines, but as it did not draw iron, it was a shot clock infraction. The Ravens are going to be putting it in play from the baseline. Here comes Benedictine. 8:15 to go in the third quarter. The feed into the lane. Samarin on the floor. Once, twice, left hand hook shot off the glass. Yep. Samarin has come out firing here in the second half. Has four third quarter points already. Nine now in the game, and it's 34-25. Benedictine leading it by nine. It is their largest advantage tonight. They had led in the opening half at 1 point by as many as eight. Here's a feed over to the baseline left. Nice shot is up. It's blocked, but they will save a foul. Two shots, and the question was, against whom will it be called? It'll be on Allie Brzozowski. So for Allie, it'll be foul number three. She will immediately exit the game. Twyla Karaskia will come in for BC. Left side of the lane, Washington and Samarin. Right side of the lane, it's going to be Reigns Karaskia with Kramer in the backcourt. The first free throw up and good, and that is the first point this evening for Blythe Benefield, the 5'11 freshman out of Paragould, Arkansas. Second shot, she will get them both. And it's 34-27, Benedictine. 7:50 left in the third here in Atchison. Beautiful pass down to the baseline. Skyler gets triple teamed, and as she goes up with a shot, a defender is up and over the back. And this foul is going to be on Annie Noah. She will have her third foul. So both starting fives have, well, I'm going to say Allie's a four. So the starting five for Ozarks has three, and Allie Brzozowski, the four for Benedictine, has three. First free throw is good for Skylar. Second one is also, she's got 5 points. Ravens push the lead back again to nine at 36-27. Ravens quickly down the floor on the defense. A up-court pass, shot from the wing. Nope, and another foul is going to be called on the effort at the rebound. And as she's come down with the ball, Kaylee Frank was putting it right back up. She will draw the foul and come to the line for a couple of free throws. So we've seen a lot of fouls called in the first 2.5 minutes. It is going to be the second foul of the game for Allie Kramer. Benedictine's second foul of the third quarter. And the first shot is good for Kaylee Frank. And again, Frank averages 18.1, and those two free throws are her first 2 points tonight. 36-29 to Benedictine. Inside 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Long, long way to go. And it's women's college basketball game here from Atchison, Kansas. Down to the baseline. Allie Kramer a superb job of driving the baseline, getting her back to the defender, squaring up and putting it up and in. Kramer with a half a dozen points now, 38-29. Lady Ravens doing a good job of continuing to hold Ozarks at that arm's length. Every time Ozark scores, Benedictine seems like they're able to answer back. And now the pass in the middle is going to be batted free by Natalie. Picked up off the floor by Kramer. She'll weave up the floor, kick it across, and Skylar reached out and knocked the ball away from her teammate. Kramer was coming down, and she was feeding it into the corner. She was looking over there for Reigns. Skylar thought maybe it was for her. Deflected it out of bounds, and Benedictine will turn it over. 6:50 to go. Now the ball is going to be knocked free, it's out of bounds, and they're going to save Benedictine ball. So the Ravens with a little pressure on the inbound, going full court with it, it'll be BC ball right at the end of the Lady Raven bench. Skylar Washington looking to do the inbound. She'll lob it, brings it into Samarin, back into the lane, goes to the right, turns and shoots and scores. Natalie has six in the quarter, 11 in the game. And Benedictine has its largest lead now at 40-29. Lady Ravens leading it by 11 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Hardesty, Cabini, Frank, Benefield, Noah out there for Ozarks. Kramer, Reigns, Samarin, Washington out there for Benedictine. Here's a feed to the left side. The pass across is batted away, stolen. Here comes the Ravens. Outlet up and good. The outlet pass from Allie Kramer to Aaliyah Reigns. She didn't have to put it on the floor. Went straight to the rim and scores it. And Reigns has four. It is now 42-29. Benedictine, the shot on the other end of the floor, misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens leading it now by 13 as we go inside 6 minutes. The feed across from the right. Skylar for three. No. And a rebound to Hardesty. Ozarks dodges one right there. And they come up with the defensive rebound. 5:45 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter. Lady Ravens by 13. The drive to the baseline. The fadeaway shot from the edge. No. And are we getting another foul called? We are. It's going to be on Natalie. And now for Benedictine, Samarin and Brzezowski, each with three. Out of the ball game is going to come Kramer and Washington and Samarin. And the free throw here is going to be up and good for Benefield, her third point tonight. Into the game for Benedictine is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. And Heather Ronnebaum and Twyla Karaskio out there with Madeline Melton. And who's going to be our fifth? Leah Reigns. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine's lead now is trimmed to 42-30. Into the lane. Ronnebaum, did she travel? Yeah. She kind of got tripped a little bit and stumbled forward. Thought for a minute she had gotten away with that, but the official on the near side says no. Wersinger into the ball game, and Blythe Benefield will check out for the Bobcats. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens up a dozen. Into the forecourt on the outlet pass. Here's a running three. This one is going to be up and short, and three players end up on the floor. Here comes Benedictine up the court. Over to the right side. Ronnebaum looking in. Will drive across, go into the lane, kicks it back over to the right side to Twyla, spins 360, in trouble, can't get beyond her defender. Comes back out on top to Reigns. She will cut into the lane, feeds in the middle. A push, and there's a foul. And coming to the line for BC is going to be Melton. Melton had a beautiful move and got the ball, and the defender says, you know, I just can't let it be that easy. He gives her a little bit of a shove, and it will be the second foul of the ball game on Jordan Wersinger, and we will have a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break, we'll come back to free throws with 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 42, College of Ozarks 30.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you here at the Nolan. The first free throw is going to be up and good for Madeline Melton, the 5'11 freshman out of Lewisburg, Kansas. Second one rolls in. 44-30. Benedictine now by 14. 4:44 to go, third quarter. BC pressing a little bit on the upcourt play. Bobcats are bringing all of it to the baseline, trying to drive in. Cut off nicely there. Reigns with the defense. It'll come back off on top. Now over to the right side with it is going to be Wurzinger. Beautiful entry pass, and the shot is missed. And another foul is going to be called against Benedictine. Lady Ravens have been called for a ton of fouls. This one is going to be on Alea Reigns. It'll be her first tonight. But for Benedictine, it'll be team foul five. However, Kaylee Frank at the free throw line will be shooting two, and this first one is no good. One more shot coming up here for Kaylee Frank. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Second one, good. So she is 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and that is where she has her only 3 points of the game. 44-31, Benedictine. Rondebaum will have it on the left side. Now dump it down low into the corner. Driving it off on top, around the horn. Nothing there. Comes back off on top. Here's a feed to the right block. Trying to push your way in, Melton. Comes back. Reigns three. Off the rim. Off the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Tip some more. And it'll be saved by Noah. Here comes the Bobcats. Inside, 4 to go in the third. Down four with it is going to be Kaylee Frank. Frank comes off on top. Looking in is Wurzinger. Shot rolls around and good. Wurzinger has 14 points. She leads all scorers in the game, and it's now 44-33, Benedictine. 3.5 to go, third quarter. They've played pretty well here tonight. They've gotten a little foul trouble so far. Here's a pass over to the right side. The left-handed layup hangs at the back of the rim, and it won't go down. Rebound, battle for it. It'll be cleared away by Ozarks. Kaylee Frank coming up with the basketball, and here comes Ozarks. They've got it down the floor. Come back out on top. The work to the edge and the dish into the corner. That's Gabini, and another Benedictine foul, and more Ozarks free throws. The foul on the Lady Ravens is going to be whistled on Twyla, and we're going to have a timeout taken. Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph. Down to only 3:10 to go in the third quarter. It remains Benedictine 44, Ozarks 33.
Insurance agent Sandra Trumpeter put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
As we return here to the Nolan Gymnasium, coming to the free throw line for College of Ozarks is going to be Blythe Benefield. 5'11 freshman, first free throw for Blythe is up and good. She is, what now, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. That's where she's got all of her points. And Ozarks at the free throw line is shooting really well. They are now, 11 of 13. Both free throws are good. 44-35. Just over 3 minutes to play in the third. Up the floor with it. Allie Kramer back in to run the ball club from the one. We've got somebody on the floor And are we going to have a foul against Benedictine? We are. Offensive foul. And that one is going to be on Twyla. She will have her second foul. Lady Ravens, tons of fouls in this game, particularly here in the third quarter. Ozarks back down court with it. Here's Hardesty. Noah playing way out above the three-point circle, right in front of the Bobcat bench. They're rotated on top. The drive into the lane. The dish to the corner where the three is launched and missed. And a rebound. Twyla comes up with it. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Kramer accelerates, goes baseline, coast to coast, nicely off the window. What a great shot by Allie Kramer. That is her 8th point tonight. 46-35 Benedictine. 2:22 to go in the third. Benefield brings the ball up the floor. Now dishes it over where the shot off the window is going to be missed by Wurzinger. Samarin with the rebound. Kramer up the floor. Out on top, Runabaugh. She'll dump it into the corner. Twyla's jumper from there is in for a long two. First point of the game for Twyla. And as we go to home stats and we see how she's done, she is now 1 of 5 from the floor tonight, hitting her first points right there. 48-35 BC. That equals their largest lead of the evening. Here's a 15-footer. Missed. Rebound. Karis Keel. Here comes Benedictine. Inside a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it by 13. Over to the right side is Skyler at the 20-foot mark. Out on top, Runabaugh. Goes three. Gets three. How about that shot by Heather Runabaugh? And she's got 7. 51-35, the Benedictine ladies beginning to put a little distance between themselves and the visitors here this evening. And as the ball gets into the forecourt, we have a BC foul on Heather. That is her first foul tonight. And back to the free throw line comes CFO. This game has stretched out because of a lot of fouls here in the second half. This free throw is up and a little anemic. It is well short. Just does catch in front of the rim and kicks away. One more shot coming up here for Jordan Wurzinger. Wurzinger taking her time. Looks this one over. And that one will go in. She has 15 tonight to lead Ozarks. 51-36. Minute 10 to go in the third. Reinerbaum, top side, Karis Keough. Back between the circles it goes. Allie. Kramer dumps it right. Skyler. Back out on top, Karis Keough. Lady Ravens moving the ball well, being very patient. You got to like the way that they are using time, looking for the shot they want, not rushing anything. Shot clock's at 4. Skyler, a long 3 at the buzzer. Nope. Rebound. Twyla follows it home. So Twyla with 4. And we are at 40 seconds left in the third. 53-36. Back down the floor. Ozarks over to the left side. Raven fans across the way just there in tremendous numbers tonight. It's so good to see the following here on this nice Saturday evening. Here's a baseline shot by Noah. Rattles around and it goes in. Annie Noah, a little bit of a fist pump as she gets her second bucket of the game. 53-38. 10 seconds left. In the middle. The shot. Good by Samarin. Give the assist to Kramer. Quickly up the floor. The half-court shot. Not close to anything. And we've come to the end of 3. Time out of the court. Going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 55. College of the Ozarks 38.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan, where we go to the third quarter of this women's game. Benedictine leading it now 55-38. Lady Ravens paints by Natalie Samarin with 13 points. Right behind her with Ada Pease are Allie Brzozowski and Allie Kramer. It's been a 7-point game for Heather Ranavon. Scott Washington with 5, 4 apiece for Karis Kill and Melton Reigns, 2 for Nicholson. And there's the Ravens scoring. Benedictine now 20-55 from the floor, 36%. And from outside, Benedictine's shooting is just terrible. 2 of 13 3-point shooting so far in the game. They are a much better shooting team than that. Lady Ravens will happen to begin the fourth quarter. Here's a 3 by Skyler. Make it 2 of 14. As BC will get the offensive rebound. Here's Allie for a long 2. It's short. Rebounding it back down is Ozarks. Game would not be as close as it is had Benedictine not been whistled for a lot of fouls, and we saw a lot of free throws taken and hit by Ozarks in the third quarter. The only thing is kept it close. Pass comes out on top. Ozarks will launch a 3. That thing barely drew iron, and it's on the floor. Kramer gets tripped, and she is fouled on the effort at the rebound. She'd come up with the ball, and a Bobcat player was on the floor, and it's like, you know, you try to make that ankle tackle on the punt return. It was kind of like that. It will be the first foul of the night by Katie Mays, getting her first PT tonight. Katie is a 5'10 sophomore from Ozark, Missouri. Hometown kid. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back at their offensive end with 19 on the shot clock and 9:09 to play. Grandpa Jack just getting here? Oh, he's been here. Okay, that's good. I was worried to death. He's just getting here. That's great. It's always good to see some of our favorite fans at these games. Shot clock at 8. Kramer taking her time. Little back door. Brzozowski doesn't get it. And a rebound cleared away and stolen back by Kramer. Goes between 3 defenders. Falls away and scores. Allie Kramer kept it alive. Went up. Has her 11th point of the game, and BC's in front now 57-38. 8.5 left. The dish over to the right side. It's going to be Hardesty with it. Now down to the baseline where they turn around by Katie Myers. It's up, and it is good. Benedictine now leading at 57-40. Katie Mays getting her first points. Brzozowski on the other end for 2. Allie Brzozowski in double-digit sprint. So now Benedictine with 3 double-digit scores at a game with 8 minutes left. 59-40 BC. Outlet pass into the forward court. Down the right side with it is going to go Wurzinger. She'll drive and shoot and score. These teams heating up a little bit here in the fourth quarter. Wurzinger with 17 points. 59-42. 17 points, good enough for high-scoring honors for the game right now for Jordan Wurzinger of Ozark. Here's Allie at the free throw line, goes into the lane, little left-handed shot, and they're going to say she got an extra hop. I think that's Coach Bolson up there saying it was the Euro step, which, by the way, is a fictional animal, much like the unicorn. 7:29 to go, and on the inbound play, you hear the roar? That's from mostly the Benedictine Lady Raven bench as they forced a turnover on the inbound play. 59-42. BC, they will have it in at the end of their bench, right between the end of the bench and the baseline, right in front of the water cooler. Here it collides into Allie off the block, on the floor twice, into the lane, changes hands, left-handed shot is up, won't go in, and on the rebound, lots of contact and a foul called. The whistle will be on Katie Mays. It'll be her second foul. Both of them have come here in the fourth quarter. By the way, Ozarks, really big bus, really small crew. They're only bringing 10 players to the game. Each one has 5 seats to herself. Brzozowski will come to the free throw line here for Benedictine. Allie Brzozowski, 2 of 3 at the free throw line with 10 points tonight. This one is up, hits the front lip of the rim, and goes up and over and in. Her 11th point of the game. One more shot. Up. It's in and out. Nope. Rebound. Twyla saves it. Lady Ravens are going to stay on offense, leading 60-42. 7:11 to go. Now they stopped the game for a moment. I don't know if they're fixing a clock issue, perhaps. Out of the court for the Lady Ravens right now, you've got Washington and Melton, Nicholson, Washington, Nicholson, Brzezowski, Carrasquillo, Green. Brzezowski to the left side of the free throw line will turn and shoot, hits too hard, and a rebound is going to be lost, and it is going to be rolling on the floor as the shot clock expires. So now the officials having a powwow. The question being, did possession change? And therefore, was there a reset of the shot clock? In the background, you can hear Becky Mullis, that's the ninth season head coach for Ozarks, sharing her opinion with the crew. And now they're going to go over to review it. And as that is happening, we're going to get a timeout on the floor. And Joseph, we're going to take a break. Let's, if you don't mind, do that with 6:58 to go in this women's game, where it's Benedictine 60 and College of the Ozarks 42.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And again, congratulations to the Benedictine Ravens, who up in Peru, Nebraska earlier this evening knocked off Central Baptist 76-65 for Benedictine. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Austin, he likes the 20s. His number's 20. He likes to score in the 20s. 26 tonight for Matt. Another great game. Every starter for the Ravens was a double-figure scoring. However, only the starters scored tonight. How about that? 16 for Jaden Bristol. A dozen apiece for Jaden Timmy and Eric Cruz. Saxton Thuston with 10 tonight. Benedictine, again, winning over Central Baptist 76-65. So congratulations to the BC guys. And if you're on your way home, motor carefully down the interstate, would you guys? Here's a turnaround shot by Brzezowski off the window, but it won't go in. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Noah. Annie Noah pulls down the board. Ozarks back up the floor. Over to the right side they come. Here's a three. That thing was just pushed with both hands as hard as Jordan Wurzinger could fire it. It does not go in. And then Skylar is coming up the floor with the basketball. She is collapsed upon by a pair of defenders and fouled. The whistle is going to be on Michelle Gabini. So Michelle Gabini, 5'10" senior from Bolivar, Missouri, guilty of the foul. It'll be team foul three for the Bobcats here in the fourth quarter. Benedictine is yet to commit a fourth quarter foul. 6.5 to go in the game. Top side with the ball for the Ravens. Lady Ravens, right side. The shot, reverse layup. Oh, a thing of beauty by Aaliyah Raines, and she's got a half a dozen. Back down court. Right side with it is going to be Ozarks. Gabini will take it. Feeds in the middle of Noah. Her pass inside is going to be batted away. And then as Allie Brzezowski dives on the ball like she picks up a fumble at the 10-yard line. Two defenders for Ozarks. Jumps on top of her and going to be a jump ball called. Both coaches are not happy. Both of them are on their feet after that play. Having a word with the guy and lady in stripes. Raines comes out of the game for Benedictine, and in for the Lady Ravens. Now it's going to be Anna San Juan, the 5'7 senior from Spain. 5:55 left in the game, 62-42 BC. Kyler kicks it over to the right side. Twyla back out on top. 17-footer, alley for two. Brzezowski, 5 in the quarter, 13 in the game. It is now 64-42, Lady Ravens. BC getting himself a little bit of a comfort zone here with 5.5 to go. Over to the left side is going to be Gabini. Back up between the circles, Hardesty. Start to the right, goes to the left, now feeds to the free throw line where we have contact, a foul on San Juan. And it will have her first foul. It'll be Benedictine's first fourth quarter foul this evening. Lady Ravens hoping to improve their record to 6-1 tonight. It'll be put in play beneath their goal by the Bobcats. Shot clock reset to 20. Quickly over to the right side. They'll have it in the corner. Kaylee Frank looks inside. Nothing there. Lady Ravens have done tremendous defensive job on Frank. Here's a charge. Hers out a block. They're going to call a block on Callie Brzezowski. Allie did a really outstanding job of setting up. They're going to call the block. And so for Allie, that is foul number 4. And for Michelle Gabini, it is points number 2 and 3. 64-45, Benedictine. A 3-point play completed right there by Gabini. Just to kind of clarify that for you. And as she drives into the lane, we have a turnover by Twyla. 4:50 to go in the game. Lady Ravens may have lost just a little bit of the intensity right now, leading by 20-ish points for quite a time. Leading here 64-45. Back over to the left side with it. Ozarks around the perimeter. Nice give and go into the lane. That was a beautiful play. Frank will have her 5th point. 64-47. And BC again not moving as briskly and maybe quite as sharply as they had earlier in the game when the outcome was a little bit more in doubt. We're going to get Samarin back into the lineup. And a timeout taken by Coach Folsom. Let's take a break with Benedictine, shall we? 4:29 to play into the game. Lady Ravens 64, Bombcats 47.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Back with you from the Nolan. Benedictine has made a couple of adjustments to the lineup, and we'll just reset the 5 out of the court. Allie Kramer at the top gets it over on the right side to Skylar Washington. Tyler Carrasquillo. You've also got Natalie Samarin, and running it out is going to be Anna San Juan. Anna into the lane, puts a shot up. No. Rebound. Can Samarin get there in time to save it? Does she? And we got a call from all the way across the floor. And I'm not sure what the convo is here with the official coming over to the scores table, but we'll get them to sort all of that out. Big games going on around the country this afternoon. A lot of scores in. NAIA football began its first round of play. And so a lot of contests going on around that. Here's a baseline shot. It's up and good. Natalie makes it 66-47. And she's got her 15th points of the game. The ball comes in deep in the backcourt. Ravens pressing this thing all the way up the floor. Way out on top with it. Back around to the left side. They're being very patient, just working it around. Here's a shot from the outside. That's a three that is up and in. Ravens providing very little defense and a wide open. Kyra Hardesty will earn her fourth three-point shot, making it 66-50. 3:25 to go. Back over to the right side. Washington. Little dribble up on the corner. Starts to drive in. Backs it away. Looks inside. Thinking about Natalie. Comes out on top to San Juan. 3:13 to go. Shot clock at four. Scott has got to do something with two. A runner with one. Hits the rim. And she's going to save it deep in the corner. Benedictine will get 20 more seconds on the shot clock. That thing was just out of her hand in the nick of time. Hit the rim. Not close to going in, but got the iron, bounced away. Now the rim's running a little bit of a motion. 8 seconds on the shot clock again. Kramer drives and shoots and scores it. She ran the clock down and then just attacked the bucket, has 13 points. It is now 68-50 BC. 2:40 remaining. We're going to get a timeout, Ozarks. Taking a break with them, Joseph. 2:38 left. Again, Benedictine 68, C of O 50.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Good to have you back as I am scouring the NAIA football homepage. Oddly enough, but after 7 o'clock in the evening, after round one, they have no scores on their website. So the only answer, I suppose, go to each school's respective website. All I can tell you for sure is Kaiser won today. Kansas Wesleyan didn't play today because their opponent forfeited. And as the pass goes into the middle for Ozarks, we have a whistle and a foul as just coming into the game for the Lady Ravens. Jennifer Jacobs wastes no time at getting in the scorebook. Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1 freshman out of the ICT, will have her first foul. Back in, also into the game now for Benedictine. Taking out Allie Kramer is going to be Raina Jasper out of Garnett, Kansas. Another freshman. She's 5'6". And at the free throw line, Annie Noah. Noah's 2-of-2 at the free throw line, and hitting both of those makes herself 4-of-4 at the line. 8 points, 68-52, Benedictine with 2:10 to go. Underneath, the left-handed layup. It's up and good, Jennifer Jacobs. 70-52. Back to the right side, an uncontested jump shot misses. Rebound, offensive, no, and a foul by Benedictine. That's Maddie Garrettson into the game picking up that. She's a sophomore from OP, Kansas, 5'11", and Maddie a little out of position, a little over the back. BC is going to bring Madeline Melton into the game for Twyla. So for the Lady Ravens, you've got four freshmen and a sophomore out of the floor for the last couple of minutes. Kaylee Frank's first free throw is perfect. She is, 4 of 5 at the free throw line? 6 points in the game. And that one's good. 70-54, BC. Ozarks will make a substitution. They're bringing Wurzinger back into the game. Again, Ozarks not that deep on the bench. They've got 10 players with them tonight. That's what they've got. If you're a Lady Raven with the uniform, you've played this evening. Now the ball is going to be stolen away. Here comes Wurzinger. She'll drive, she'll shoot, and she'll get the roll plus one. Counting the bucket. The foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs, who is quickly picked up her second foul of the game. And I'm a little confused. It looked like the basket had gone in, but he has said 2 free throws, and this free throw here is up and missing. That scoreboard should say 70-56, I believe. And now we're going to have another foul. This one is going to be on Ozarks, and Merzinger will have her third. Minute 38 to play. And again, there we go, 70-56. That's right. Here comes Benedict and San Juan. Into the forecourt with it for the Lady Ravens. Gets it over to Raina Jasper. Jasper, they weave. It comes out on top to Melton. Melton puts it in the hands again of San Juan. Now between the circles, you've got to find Jennifer Jacobs. Shot clock at 14. BC out on top of it to Garrettson. Garrettson starts into the lane, pivoting with the left foot. Step into the lane. She's got to get rid of it and tries to bounce it away. And it's going to be stolen by Ozarks. She got herself in a jam. She was in the lane, couldn't get out, couldn't find a teammate to get it to. And it's going to be stolen away. Stepping inside the three-point arc, the long two is going to be up and good. The bucket by Danny Kearns for Ozarks, and it is 70-58. We're inside a minute to go. BC out on top. Jasper again to San Juan. Skip pass over to the right side. Jacobs handles it. Goes between the circles to Melton. Shot clock at 7. In the lane, the underhand shot. It's up and in, plus one. Jennifer Jacobs has her fourth point of the game. Coming to the line here. Her teammates loving to see the young players getting some PT and having some success here tonight. Long look, free throw, off the back, no. So she's unable to hit the free throw, and it's 72-58. Back down the right side. In the lane. Left hand hook. Offensive rebound is going to be saved by Cameron Martin for Ozarks. And then she cannot control it. It gets away out of bounds. The shot clock is off. And Benedictin will come up the floor. 20 seconds to go. Lady Ravens on top. 72-58 here this evening. They're going to wind it down. And that's going to do it. Your final score here tonight. Benedictine, 72. College of Ozarks, 58. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nola Gymnasium, where this evening the Benedictine Lady Ravens move their record to 6-1 as they knock out the visitors out of College of Ozarks tonight, 72-58. A look at the scoring. First of all, four Lady Bobcats pacing the way, coming off the bench, in fact, Jordan Wurzinger with 17 points. Also in double figures, Kyra Hardesty, 12 points on 4 3-point shots. They were followed by Annie Noah with 8-7 in the ballgame for Kaylee Frank. It was a 5-point outing for Blythe Benefield. Then 3 for Michelle Cabini, 2 apiece, Danny Kearns and Katie Mays. Ozarks, they didn't shoot very well. It was, 32%, 18-56. They had 6 of 20 3-point shots, 16 of 20. That's 20 free throws for C of O tonight. And they had 35 rebounds. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, how about this? who had three players in double-figure scoring, as Natalie Samarin had 15. 13 tonight for Allie Brzezowski, and Allie Kramer with a dozen for Benedictine. It was a 7-point night for Heather Runnebaum. Heather with a good evening tonight. 6 for Aaliyah Raines. Skylar Washington had 5 for Benedictine. Also, you had Madeline Melton, Twyla Karaskio, and Jennifer Jacobs, each with 4. And then 2 points tonight for Nicholson. Benedictine, they started off shooting a little cold. It got better as the evening wore on, ending up 28 of 70. A lot of shots, 70 shots on goal. 40% from the floor, but from the outside, Benedictine did not shoot well. In fact, they shot poorly. 2 of 14. So 14%, I'm sure it does not make Coach Drill happy. 14 of 17 to the free throw line will. 48 rebounds for Benedictine tonight. So again, nice win for the BC Ladies, and we're going to be back with them right here in the Nolan on Tuesday evening, as it'll be another BC Women's game here on Care Radio. Congratulations to Coach Moody, Coach Pierre, and the Benedictine men. They won tonight 76-65. Lady Ravens winning at 72-58. And we want to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you next time, for our man Joseph, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done as always. Thank you so very much. Tom Couch here in the Nolan saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.